Welcome to the Conscious Parenting Radio Show, loving, empowering, and respecting God's children with your host, Timothy Stutz. Timothy is a master of many ancient arts and sacred sciences, as well as a certified children's self-esteem coach. If you are a parent, grandparent, educator, or simply someone looking to experience more rewarding relationships, join Timothy and discover the miracles of living and parenting from your heart and soul on the Om Times Radio Network.
Namaste. Aloha, everyone. This is Timothy, and it's my honor and pleasure to be with you. Mother Teresa once said, smile at each other. Smile at your wife. Smile at your husband. Smile at your children. Smile at each other. It doesn't matter who it is, and that will help you grow up in greater love for each other. And as we begin this program, there's a giant heart of wispy clouds over the house, and it looks like a kite. And the tail of the kite has two long strands that look like lips smile at each other. And it's with great love and a beaming smile to everyone listening around the world. Welcome and thank you. Thank you for being an integral part of this global conscious parenting community. Thank you for being here to connect our hearts and souls, our energies, as we ascend to new heights of conscious awareness and joy. Are you smiling in this moment like the clouds above? Have you been smiling throughout the day and night? Are you ready to put a lasting smile in every part of your beautiful body? A cheerful smile that will stay with you as you go about your daily activities. Smiling instantly changes how we respond to specific events in our life that may be causing us to do something other than smile. Your smile will cheer others up and trigger them to smile too. Smiling will anchor you in joy amidst all the physical, mental, and emotional experiences that arise and subside in your life like waves on the ocean. In this moment, I invite you to smile, setting aside all the activities, thoughts, and emotions that preceded this moment. Smile as we consciously come together, co-creating smiling bodies in which we can thoroughly enjoy life. If it's safe to do so, please bring one or both of your hands to your heart and close your eyes. You may wish at this time to invite your beautiful children, family members, spiritual teachers, and guides to be with us energetically. Imagine you're sitting on the sand, delighted at the sunlight dancing on the ocean surface. Listen to the ancient voice in the waves. Taste the salt of life on your tongue. Run your fingers through the eternal sand. Breathe deeply. If you find yourself worrying about your cell phone and emails, if you find yourself feeling guilty that you should be doing something important, breathe deeply again. And again, breathe deeply until every fabric of your being is reminded that this, being here, is your top priority. Motivational speaker Brian Vasili says, this is peace. This is wisdom. Breathe deeply until every fabric of your being is reminded that this, being here, is your top priority. This is peace. This is wisdom. And this isn't about just being here right now. It's this peace and wisdom that you can bring into your moment at any time of your life. Now, on a long, slow inhale, feel your entire being with the radiant love that you are. Feel as if your entire being is glowing. Hold it for a moment and feel this radiant energy pulsating in every cell of your beautiful body. When you're ready, exhale, sending your love to everyone listening in this moment and to those who will be listening to the recording. Notice how you're feeling in this moment. Notice the feelings you just created. You can recreate these feelings at any time. Remember, breathe deeply until every fabric of your being is reminded that this being here is your top priority. Breathe deeply and be here with your full attention now. The practices and energetic attunements we're sharing have a profound and transformative effect on your mind, body, and spirit. They've been proven over time to generate feelings of happiness, joy, bliss, peace, contentment, and wonder that eventually become our experience in every moment. We truly can live in happiness, joy, bliss, peace, contentment, and wonder, completely untouched by the changes of childhood, youth, age, daily activities and challenges, and even world upheavals. We truly can create and live in and as a smiling body, a blissful heart, a peaceful mind, and a soaring soul. If you are unable to devote your undivided attention at this time, please do listen again when you can gift yourself with total awareness. Stay with us now, but do tune in again. Smiling, it's so miraculous and so easy to do. It takes far less effort and far less facial muscles to smile than to frown or just be without a smile. Your whole face lights up whenever you smile. Go ahead and see. Bring a big smile to your lips and see how your whole face feels uplifted. Your whole body can feel this way all the time. Mehmet Murat Yildan said, "Sun gives light. Torch gives light. Candle gives light. Smiling gives light." Have you ever seen pictures of or been with saints and fully realized masters like Christ, Buddha, the Dalai Lama, Mother Teresa, Amma, Thich Nhat Hanh, Gurumayi Chidvilasananda, Mother Mira, or others? Their smile is ever present, even when they're not smiling. You can see by the light glowing in their faces, they have touched a happiness, actually a bliss, deep inside themselves that is always there. That bliss, that smile, deep inside their being is also one of the great secrets of Tai Chi, Qigong, and martial arts. Focusing on the power center of our body, the Dantian, located several inches below our navel. With practice, you too can focus on and feel the bliss of this inner smile at any time. This inner smile is always there, just waiting for you to rediscover it. So what keeps us from smiling on the inside all the time? What keeps us from sharing smiles with everyone else all the time? What happened to the smiles we had as newborn babies? What happened to those smiles of happiness, joy, bliss, peace, and contentment we had simply from being, simply from closing our eyes and letting our body go totally limp in complete trust and faith as our soul most likely rejoined that divine source from which it just came? What happened to that soft look on our glowing faces that melted the heart everyone gazing upon us? We touched on the answer to those questions last week. It's the stresses, fears, and unpleasant, whether real or imagined, experiences of childhood and life that we haven't resolved or released. These stresses, fears, and unpleasant experiences of childhood and life get stuck in our bodies, minds, and hearts. They continue to haunt us like invisible, long-forgotten ghosts from the past, sabotaging our best efforts to live healthy and happily in the current moment. On the day I completed my initial Tai Chi teacher's training course, my teacher said, "You know the movements. You know how to teach the movements. Now you need to learn how to smile while you're teaching." Her words struck a deep chord within my being. I contemplated them walking to the car. I contemplated them as I drove out the parking lot. At the first stop sign, I flashed back to a moment in childhood, a pivotal moment, the moment my father sternly told me to wipe that smile off your face, young man. Well, I wasn't a young man at the time. I was a small child, afraid of the consequences of not wiping the smile off my face. So I wiped it off and kept it off for the most part, the inner smile as well as the outer smile. In Shaping the Dream, Israel Moore Ivor said, "No matter how you are taught by your teacher about how to recite a poem, it is impossible to wear your teacher's smiling face to the stage. You got to change your own face into a smiling one." So in that moment of recognition, I set an intention to start changing my face into a smiling one. And my intention was met with God's grace. Just like God's infinite and amazing grace is smiling on all of us right now. Just before awaking one morning, several days after setting that intention, I had a dream involving my spiritual father, Baba Muktananda. Baba's smile has kindled the hearts of millions of people, awakening them to the happiness, joy, bliss, peace, contentment, and wonder of themselves. His message to the world was, honor yourself, worship yourself, meditate on yourself. God dwells within you as you. In this divine dream I was experiencing, Baba's fingers were at the corners of my mouth, pulling my lips into a huge smile. As I slowly awakened from this dream, becoming more and more conscious, I realized it wasn't just a dream. I could literally feel his fingers still at the corners of my mouth. I could feel this wide smile getting wider and wider as I awoke. It was like Baba was really there, etching a smile into my face, a smile that has kept getting wider and more consistently present with each passing moment. And in a few moments, we'll be back.
Conscious Media for Conscious Minds. Om Times.
Radio Namaste leads you down the yellow brick road into portals of consciousness with the Blue Collar Goddess as your host. Interviews with humans who could be famous or just popular, and answers to everything are on the agenda. Tune into Om Times Radio and drop in on Thursdays at 3 Eastern. It's a different brand of enlightenment.
Are you trying to get from point A to point B and need a little advice? Connect with the counselors at Om Times Advisors. Whether you're looking for a life coach or a spiritual intuitive, the advisors participating at advisors.omtimes.com were carefully chosen based on their gifts, skills, and professionalism. Om Times Advisors, connecting you with the best advisors in the business. Host your show on IOM FM, the radio network of Om Times Media, one of the more recognized brand names in the conscious community, and is backed by the extensive marketing reach of Om Times. Hosting a show on IOM FM immediately connects you with our extensive, dedicated community.
Hi, this is Sylvia Henderson, intuitive life coach and energy healer. Are you ready to elevate and rise way above your normal? Be sure to listen to my show, Intuitive Transformations, on Om Times Radio, Sunday evenings at 9 p.m. Eastern. Get the inspiration you need to transform your life.
The cutting edge of conscious radio. Om Times Radio, IOM FM.
Welcome back, everyone, to Conscious Parenting, Creating a Smiling Body. What we heard, what we were told as children, affected each of us in so many ways. The smile I wiped from my face when my father told me to do so was an emotional wound that altered my personality and what I was willing to show to the world. Remember the story from last week about the boy whose chest was caved in like he had been punched with a fist that was never removed? Remember that the fist was actually something his father had said? That was a physical wound caused by an emotional wounding. Then there are physical and emotional wounds caused by physical abuse, something many of us experienced as children that hopefully made us conscious of the reality that physically abusing children in any way is not acceptable by look, by touch, by by voice or by any other means. The stresses, fears, and unpleasant experiences of childhood and life do get stuck in our bodies, minds, and hearts. They continue to haunt us like invisible, long-forgotten ghosts from the past, sabotaging our best efforts to live healthy and happily in the current moment. As we turn such experiences and the thoughts of them over and over in our conscious mind, the great yogi Paramahansa Yogananda tells us, they become rooted in the subconscious and finally in the superconscious. Then the superconsciously and subconsciously rooted fear begins to germinate and fill the conscious mind with fear plants that are not so easy to destroy as the original thought would have been. And these eventually bear their poisonous, death-dealing fruits. When I was 33, the previously strong and healthy body I'd enjoyed most of this life started shutting down. It started losing weight. Organs started shutting down, particularly the pancreas. I knew this body needed help. The medical profession couldn't find a cause. Never having had a massage, but thinking it might help, I began calling massage therapists. Many of them never called me back. When I finally did get an appointment, the therapist had double booked me and took the person who showed up several minutes before I did. I felt like there was some sort of conspiracy going on to keep me from getting healthy. Little did I know, there was a conspiracy. God making sure I really got to the source of the problem. I shared what was happening with some guys I had breakfast with once a week at the time. One of them said his wife, who just happened to be my yoga teacher, took a Reiki class over the weekend. I asked him what Reiki was, and he said he only knew that when she put her hands on his body, he felt more wonderful than ever. Can you guess what I did right after breakfast? I called Jana and told her what was going on. She said she needed someone to practice on and, over the course of the following week, gifted me with 4 sessions that transformed my life. At the end of the first session, I realized that Reiki was something I'd been shown in a dream months before, but didn't know what it was. In the third session, I saw what was at the core of this body shutting down. It was literally in a death spiral. It was obeying a command, a sequence of thoughts that got programmed in as a child, conscious thoughts that became rooted in my subconscious and superconscious minds as time went on, conscious thoughts of wanting to die when punished as a child that played over and over again from that point on whenever something didn't go the way my inner child wanted it to go. And that was many, many times. Our bodies don't know the difference between conscious, subconscious, and superconscious thoughts. Like a faithful computer, they simply play out the programming. And it doesn't take much of what I'll call unconscious or unaware of what we're actually doing or saying thoughts to begin the ball rolling. The subconscious and superconscious quickly turn these thoughts into a snowball that gets bigger and bigger as we age, eventually turning them into an avalanche with potential catastrophic results. Somewhere along the way down the mountain, as this snowball gets bigger and bigger, we hopefully become aware of this process and reverse it. If not, we live life like most people, stuck in an infinite loop of Groundhog Day, like Bill Murray, never fulfilling our full potential. Once I saw this long-forgotten death wish that was planted and growing in the garden of my sub- and superconscious minds, I chose to pull it out at the roots. We can all permanently extract these little time bombs, lying dormant within our sub- and superconscious minds, exploding in painful, unpleasant physical, emotional, mental, and spiritual experiences, one right after the other. We can become proactive and diffuse them, without even knowing what they are. Through conscious living, we can create a smiling body, a blissful heart, a peaceful mind, and soaring soul, impervious to the stresses and challenges we all face. Through conscious parenting, we can mirror and teach our children to create a smiling body, a blissful heart, a peaceful mind, and a soaring soul impervious to the stresses and challenges they face. Baba Muktananda said, "If you want to experience love, you have to start by loving yourself. First, you have to love your body." And that's what I was doing by seeking massage and Reiki, loving my body. Prior to that time, I don't think I ever consciously loved my body. I used it for many different pleasures and a variety of experiences, some of which in hindsight were pretty crazy and dangerous and definitely not loving and caring. I pushed it to the limits, physically and mentally, jogging over 55 miles a week, riding a bicycle over 100 miles a week, swimming lap after lap, drinking too much at times, eating too much often, constantly working over 80 hours a week, not resting and sleeping enough, and there was much more. Novelist and short story writer Cynthia Ozick said, "We often take for granted the very things that most deserve our gratitude." And our bodies definitely deserve our gratitude. Prior to this revelation, I don't think I ever thought about what I was doing to this beautiful body, nor did I thank it for all the ecstatic feelings, awe-inspiring sights, beautiful sounds, exquisite tastes, divine fragrances, and other experiences I enjoyed through it. All the things my fingers, thumbs, and hands allowed me to create and experience. The countless hours and steps my legs, feet, and toes supported me. The beautiful places they took me. At that point, I was barely awakening to the fact that I was far more than a body or a mind. That I was a divine being, blessed with a beautiful body and mind to experience life on earth and discover who I really am. Baba Muktananda said, "If you want to experience love, you have to start by loving yourself. First, you have to love your body." And I started loving my body, diffusing the time bombs, banishing the heretofore invisible, long-forgotten ghost. I gave up alcohol, changed my diet, started meditating, practicing yoga, tai chi, qigong, and reiki, chanting and singing, dancing, walking in nature much more often, visualizing, repeating affirmations with firm conviction, and offering my body my gratitude. Writer Henry Miller said, "The moment one gives close attention to anything, even a blade of grass, it becomes a mysterious, awesome, indescribably magnificent world in itself." Our bodies are definitely mysterious, awesome, indescribably magnificent worlds. So let's give these mysterious, awesome, indescribably magnificent bodies a very loving gift of appreciation. Let's put a smile into every part of our mysterious, awesome, indescribably magnificent bodies. As we do this together, please invite your children to join us or share this with them through the recording. Shinichi Suzuki said, "Children learn to smile from their parents." When you smile and encourage your children to smile, you are helping develop their self-esteem. You are letting them know through your smiles that their feelings and needs are important, that they can affect their environment. Smiling is also important for their overall brain development, the health of every cell of their being. Research shows that every cell of our bodies is affected by our thoughts and emotions. Creating a smiling body is a gift you can bestow on your children and yourself over and over again as you constantly recreate and make your beautiful bodies a comfortable, healthy, pain-free place to live in. Practicing this over and over will resolve and release issues you've held onto. It will keep yours and your children's bodies free of fear plants with their poisonous, death-dealing fruits. Henry David Thoreau said, "As a single footstep will not make a path on the earth, so a single thought will not make a pathway in the mind. To make a deep physical path, we walk again and again. To make a deep mental path, we must think over and over the kind of thoughts we wish to dominate our lives." I invite you to smile often. We can all find our way much easier in this world when we are met with a smile that says, "I'm here for you." A smile that pours forth from every cell of our body as naturally as warm, nourishing rays of light pour forth from the sun. Smiles that nourish ourselves and everyone else. Are you ready to create a smiling body? Are you ready to love and appreciate your beautiful, smiling body? If you can safely look into a mirror as you gift your body with loving appreciation, as you place an infinite, everlasting smile in every part of your body, please do so. If you can't look into a mirror now, then please do so when you listen to the recording. Looking into a mirror, gazing at your beautiful body as you do this, will take loving your body and creating a smiling body to a whole new level. Take several deep, relaxing breaths through your nose. Rub your palms together real fast, generating some warmth, some heat in your hands. Place those warm palms, one on each side of your face by your nose. Let your jaw, cheeks, forehead, and skin relax and drink in this warmth. Say out loud, "I love you, face. You are so beautiful. I'll smile at you whenever I look in the mirror." Put a big smile on your beautiful face, and we'll be back in a few moments. Keep smiling.
Feed your soul with Waves of Consciousness on OM Times Radio.
Have you bought into the idea that you have to work hard for your money, that business is hard? I will share some dynamic access consciousness tools to get you out of your own way so you can create a business that actually succeeds. Join me, Simone Millicers, on The Joy of Business at 4 p.m. Mondays Eastern.
The number one reason girls drop out of school in sub-Saharan Africa is lack of access to feminine hygiene products. The Pads for Schoolgirls Project, an outreach of Humanity Healing International, is changing this paradigm by setting up sewing programs at schools, teaching girls a vocational skill, while producing the reusable pads that help keep them attending classes. The girls pay it forward by making and giving pad kits to other girls in need. To learn more, visit humanityhealing.org. Humanity Healing is where your heart is. Being a radio host on IOM FM allows you to build your show on a rich platform with the power of the internet to fulfill your outreach goals and connect with a very specialized and global online audience, unlimited by time and distance. OM Times Radio will provide you with web relevance, a recognizable conscious brand, and with the standard of excellence that has accompanied every single OM Times endeavor. Host your show with OM Times Radio Network.
Hi, I'm Katrina Kavanagh, host of the I Am Wisdom radio show. I Am Wisdom is about the connection between mind work and energy work, spirituality and living a wonderful life. Looking forward to sharing each Sunday, 5 p.m. Eastern Standard Time with you.
Connecting you with the best of the conscious minds in the world. OM Times Radio. IOM FM.
Welcome back, everyone. In this moment, refresh your beautiful smile. Once again, take several deep, relaxing breaths through your nose. And again, rub your palms together, generating some warmth, some heat in your hands. Place one palm on each side of your face. Again, let your jaw, cheeks, forehead, and skin relax in this warmth. say out loud, I love you, face. You are so beautiful. I'll smile at you whenever I look in the mirror. Can you feel how bright your eyes are when your lips are smiling? Smiles on your lips create eyes that are joyful and full of light. They even look like big pools of colored love. Imagine your eyes are smiling. Imagine your eyes are smiles. Feel the light and love sparkling in your eyes. Looking into your eyes if you have that mirror, or focusing your attention on them if you don't, verbally say, I love you, eyes. I will give you lots of beautiful things to look at. Flowers, paintings, sunrises and sunsets, blue skies and clouds, butterflies and hummingbirds, lakes, rivers, and oceans, other happy people. I'll smile at you whenever I look in the mirror. Looking at your nose, verbally say, I love you, nose. I will give you lots of wonderful smells to enjoy. Foods, flowers, essential oils, pine trees, and more. Imagine your nose is smiling right now. Looking at your mouth, verbally say, I love you, mouth. I love you, lips. I love you, teeth. I'll brush and floss you and take real good care of you. I love you, tongue. I love you, gums. I'll give you lots of fresh fruits, yummy veggies, and tasty food to enjoy. I'll keep you refreshed with clean, pure water. When you smile, people see your beautiful white teeth. Imagine your teeth are smiles too. Imagine your gums and tongue are filled with smiles. Looking at your ears, verbally say, I love you, ears. I'll keep you warm and give you many beautiful sounds to hear. I won't listen for gossip. I'll listen for beauty. See your ears with big smiles and lovingly rub them between your fingers and thumbs. Smile. Can you feel how plump and happy your cheeks are when you're smiling? Place the palms of your hands on your happy cheeks. How about seeing smiles inside your cheeks? And how about seeing a big smile right there in the middle of your forehead? Say to your whole face, I love you. You are so beautiful. Let the skin on your face and your whole body know how much you love it. Repeat out loud, I love you, skin. Thank you for protecting this beautiful body. I'll keep you clean. I'll protect you. I won't let you get burned by too much sun. See every pore of your skin smiling. That's billions of smiles. Talk about billions of smiles, lots of smiles. See every hair on your head, every hair on your body smiling. Let your hair know how much you love it. Say, I love you, hair. I love you, hair. And what about that beautiful brain you have? Say out loud, I love you, brain. What a marvelous wonder you are. How about a big smile for your brain? It deserves a smile for all the thoughts and information it processes. 27,000 thoughts a day. See a big smile in your amazing brain. See this inner smile in your throat, your neck. How would your voice express this inner smile? Smile in your throat and let out whatever sound you feel like. Go ahead, express yourself. Let your voice be heard right now. Don't be shy. Let your voice be heard. How wonderful does that feel? Let your neck know how much you love it. Say, "I love you, neck. Thank you for holding my head up. Thank you for twisting so I can look to the sides and all around. Thank you for letting me look up and down." Henry David Thoreau said, "Do you know what you are? You are a marvel. You are unique. In all the years that have passed, there has never been another child like you. Your legs, your arms, your clever fingers, the way you move. You may become a Shakespeare, a Michelangelo, a Beethoven. You have the capacity for anything. Let your shoulders and arms know just how much you love them. Say out loud again, "I love you, shoulders and arms. Thank you for helping me lift up so many things. Thank you, elbows and wrists, for bending. I love you. I love you, hands, fingers, and thumbs. You let me do and feel so many marvelous things." Imagine and see smiles in your shoulders. Imagine and see smiles in your upper arms. Imagine and see smiles in your arm muscles. Imagine and see smiles in your elbows. Imagine and see smiles in your forearms, the lower part of your arms. Imagine and see smiles in your wrists. Imagine there are smiles in the palms of your hands and on the pad of each thumb and finger. See smiles on your little fingers, your ring fingers next to the little fingers, your middle fingers, your index or first fingers, your thumbs. Look at the joints of your fingers and thumbs and put smiles in them too. Do you know how many smiles that is? It's 28. 28 smiles. Hold your hands at your chest, palms facing away, and send all these smiles in your palms to everyone in the world. A smile melts hearts. A smile soothes minds. A smile really is worth more than a zillion words. Smiles are love. Love your magnificent heart. Say, "I love you, heart." Thank you for beating. Thank you for pumping blood through my beautiful and unique body. See and feel a huge inner smile in your heart. As you do, keep your lips smiling. Imagine the smile in your heart is glowing so bright that it lights up and shines right through your chest. The smile in your heart is like a light switch that turns on the healthy energy of your body. Let your lungs know how much you love them too. Verbally say, "I love you, lungs. I love all the air you move in and out of this loving body." See smiles in both your lungs. Smiles in the front of the lungs, behind your chest, and smiles in the back of the lungs, just inside your upper back. You have 12 pairs or 24 ribs, too, that protect your lungs and other organs. See all your ribs as smiles. That's a lot of smiles. Give them a lot of love, saying, I love you, ribs. Imagine your back and spine are a big smile turned on its side. Say, I love you, back. I love you, spine. Imagine you can see your skeleton, all the bones in your body. See smiles in all these bones. As babies, we have 270 bones that start growing together. So as we get older, we have 206 bones. That's still a lot of smiling bones. Let your bones know you love them. I love you, bones. Thank you for supporting this beautiful body. Feel your bones smiling. Feel your muscles smiling. Feel your hair smiling. Feel your brain smiling. Feel your eyes smiling. Feel your ears smiling. Feel your nose smiling. Feel your lips, teeth, and gums smiling. Feel a smile beaming across your face. Feel your neck and throat smiling. Feel your shoulders smiling. Your arms, your elbows, your wrists, your hands, your fingers and thumbs smiling. Feel your heart smiling. Feel your lungs and ribs smiling. Feel your chest smiling. Feel your heart smiling. Feel what it feels like to be smiling, to be love right now. As we move into our next pause, keep smiling. Offer your body some water and whatever else it needs to feel comfortable and prepare for some more smiling when we come back. Keep showering your body with, I love you, body. I love you, body. I love you, body. I love you, body.
Your conscious lifestyle on steroids. OM Times Radio. IOM FM. Join Elliot Jolish, the business therapist, each Tuesday at 5 p.m. Eastern for the Elliot Jolish Hour as he interviews business experts on your behalf. And you're invited to email your business questions to questions@ecjgroup.com for answers live on air every Tuesday at 5 p.m. Eastern on the Elliot Jolish Hour. What if business could be fun? What if business is the adventure of living? What are you choosing? Where do you do business that makes it easier, more fun, or more joyful for you? We'd love to see where you do business. Connect with us on Instagram at Joy of Business or Twitter at Joy of Business. And share your pictures with hashtags Business Done Where and Joy of Business. Let's change the world with business. Host your show on IOM FM, the radio network of OM Times Media, one of the more recognized brand names in the conscious community, and is backed by the extensive marketing reach of OM Times. Hosting a show on IOM FM immediately connects you with our extensive, dedicated community.
Hi, this is Angela Levesque, host of Entanglement Radio. Join me Wednesdays at 12 p.m. Eastern for inspiring conversations with visionaries in spiritual science and conscious healing. Entanglement Radio, Wednesdays at 12 p.m. Eastern. Transcendent talk for the conscious mind.
Bringing a more conscious lifestyle to your world. OM Times Radio. IOM FM.
Welcome back, everyone, as we continue creating a smiling body. Whether you feel it or not in this moment, creating a smiling body is having a profound impact on your body, heart, and mind. Walter Anderson said, "You and I are not what we eat. We are what we think. Your thoughts, your intention, empowered by your love, are truly creating a smiling body, a body you can live in with happiness, joy, bliss, peace, contentment, and wonder. Completely untouched by the changes of age, daily activities and challenges, and even world upheavals. we truly can create and live in and as a smiling body, a blissful heart, a peaceful mind, and a soaring soul. Imagine your mind is full of smiles. It truly is. Imagine your soul is full of smiles. It truly is. Verbally say, I love you, mind. I love you, soul. We are love. Let your stomach, your liver, spleen, gallbladder, intestines, kidneys, adrenal glands, and all the other glands and organs in your body know how much you love them too. Say, I love all the organs and glands in my body. You do so much to keep me healthy. Did you know your intestines would cover more than a football field if they were spread out? Imagine a smile larger than a football field in your intestines, in your lower abdomen. Your stomach is just below your ribs on the left side of your body. See a big smile in your stomach. And see a big smile in your liver resting right there below the ribs on the right side. Thank your liver for taking all the toxins out of your blood. And what about your blood that carries oxygen and other nutrients to every part of your body? Say, I love you, blood, as you visualize every one of your blood cells as a smile flowing through your smiling body. That's billions of smiles. Imagine or see an inner smile just below your navel. This is where the most powerful inner smile lives inside your body. It's always there, ready for you to send it with your mind anywhere in your body to feel joyful and blissful. As you see this inner smile just below your navel, let your lips keep smiling too. And let your buttocks know how much you love it for letting you sit comfortably while watching movies, playing games, studying. Imagine your bottom is one big smile. Say to your legs, I love you, legs. Thank you for bearing my weight as I stand, walk, run, dance, and play. Imagine smiles on your upper legs or calves. See big smiles on the front and back of each knee. Say, I love you, knees. Thank you for bending, helping me move with ease. Imagine long smiles running down your lower legs. See smiles on your ankles, the inside and the outside. Say, I love you, ankles. Feel and see smiles in the soles of your feet and on the pad of each and every toe. Say, I love you, feet and toes. Did you know your big toes bear the full weight, the full pressure of your body with each step? Perhaps you'd like to tell your big toes, I love you, big toes. And all these different parts of your body function as a team. Let your body know how much you love and appreciate it for working together as a team. If it's safe to do so, close your eyes. Imagine you're walking down the street and you pass a bakery. Your nose smells something yummy. Your mind decides to go investigate. Your feet and legs carry you inside as a hand and arm open the door. Your eyes see a delicious dessert to eat. See your favorite dessert right now. Picture it in your mind. Your voice asks the clerk to get it for you. You reach out with an arm to get it. The clerk places it in your hand. Your fingers and thumb work together to pick it up, and along with your arm, bring it closer to your nose to smell. Go ahead and smell it right now. What does it smell like? What does your favorite dessert smell like? Then your fingers put it in your mouth. The taste buds in your tongue dance in delight as your teeth chew it. Do you see how your body works together as a team? How about saying along with me, I love you, body. I love how we work together as a team, as one. While your teeth are still chewing, this delicious dessert mixes with your saliva that starts digesting it, creating a liquid you can easily swallow. It flows down your esophagus, this long tube with wave-like muscle movements to your stomach, waiting to receive it. Your stomach produces chemicals to digest this luscious dessert even more. It passes from your stomach into your small intestines, where other organs, like your gallbladder, liver, and pancreas, send more chemicals to help digestion. Then it flows into your large intestines, where good bacteria help digest it further. Excess liquids are removed before the parts of that dessert your body can't use eventually come out. All this happens while you've left the bakery and are doing something else. Once again, let's say to your body, I love you, body. I love how we work together as one. Feel your whole body from the top of your head to the soles of your feet as smiles, smiles, smiles. Your whole body is glowing with smiles, beaming with love light. You are love. You are light. You are so beautiful. I hope you're smiling right now at how beautiful you are, at how much love and appreciation you have shown your beautiful body, at how incredible your body is. And while you're appreciating how beautiful, incredible, and unique you are, let's appreciate how wonderfully beautiful and incredible and unique everyone looks. Anthropologist Margaret Mead said, always remember that you are absolutely unique, just like everyone else. No one looks any more or any less pretty, ugly, beautiful, or any other label than anyone else. Personally, I've never seen a smiling face that was not beautiful. Everyone smiles in the same language. In Unapologetically You, Reflections on Life and Human Experience, Steve Maraboli said, this life is for loving, sharing, learning, smiling, caring, forgiving, laughing, hugging, helping, dancing, wondering, healing, and even more loving. I choose to live life this way. I want to live my life in such a way that when I get out of bed in the morning, the devil says, look out, he's up. Steve didn't actually say look out, but this is a family program. May you be blessed with a smile on your face as you get out of bed every morning. That smile is the light in the window of your face that tells people you're at home. That smile shows everyone the love that is glowing in your heart, bursting as a smile on your lips. Mother Teresa, who had a beautiful smile, said, every time you smile at someone, it is an action of love, a gift to that person, a beautiful thing. I'd like to leave you with another gift from Yogananda. It's a poem titled The Light of Smiles. I will light the match of smiles. My gloom veil will disappear. I shall behold my soul in the light of my smiles, hidden behind the accumulated darkness of ages. When I find myself, I shall race through all hearts with the torch of my soul smiles. My heart will smile first, then my eyes and my face. Every body part will shine in the light of smiles. I will run amid the thickets of melancholy hearts and make a bonfire of all sorrows. I am the irresistible fire of smiles. I will fan myself with the breeze of God joy and blaze my way through the darkness of all minds. My smiles will convey his smiles, and whoever meets me will catch a whiff of my divine joy. I will carry fragrant, purifying torches of smiles for all hearts. If you and your children practice loving and creating a smiling body and listen to this poem often, you will be smiling in divine joy in each and every moment, if not on the outside, on the inside. As we say goodbye, continue smiling and allow the energies we've co-created to assimilate and integrate, balancing all movements and activities of the day with short pauses for integration between them has a profound effect on the well-being of our bodies and minds. Please join me next Monday here on Om Times Radio. Invite your friends and family too, as we learn to use the power of our souls as easily as we use our mind and bodies. If you have any reflections or questions, I'd love to hear from you at consciouslyparenting@gmail.com. I also invite you to visit the Conscious Parenting website at educationofchildren.com. With divine blessings of love, light, gratitude, bliss, and health in every moment, precious and beautiful life, streaming from my soul to your heart, my heart, my love, enjoying all smiling consciously.